All right, talking with Greg Pickle now from Fight On State. Greg, considering the circumstances, how do you think Bill O'Brien fared with this recruiting class?
Oh, it was absolutely outstanding, and here's why. When the sanctions came down back in July, there were quite a few guys committed, the two biggest ones being tight end Adam Brennan and quarterback Christian Hackenberg, the former tight end from Cedar Cliff in Campbell, PA, the latter quarterback from Virginia Fork Union Military Academy. These two have been the glue of the class for much of 2012 and now into 2013, but they're also the two that people are most concerned about would be affected by these sanctions. But they've really bought into what Bill O'Brien has brought to the table and what they can do personally and as a team with the rest of their class of 2013 teammates once they get into Bill O'Brien's system, which includes Craig Fitzgerald's weight room, which includes obviously O'Brien's offense. And then you have on the defensive side of the ball guys like Garrett Sickles, you know, defensive end from New Jersey, and he's a kid that really stayed in this class as well. You know, this is a very tight recruiting class, a very focused recruiting class, and it's a group of kids that really is bought into what Bill O'Brien is selling to them. And what he's selling to them is, again, early playing time, the chance to play in front of 100,000 people every weekend, and the academic side of Penn State as well. So I don't think he could have done any better. He's brought in some guys that are under the radar. You think of Deshaun Hamilton, a wide receiver from Virginia, three-star guy here at Fox Sports Next and Scout. I think he has a chance to be really good here maybe this year, his first year on campus, but most certainly in 2014. So I think the key is Bill O'Brien has kept his class together, and it's just his charisma and the ability he has to game plan offensively that has really brought these guys on the offensive side of the ball in and together and kept them there.
I would say specifically in a public light, Christian Hackenberg and Adam Brenneman have been very outspoken. How have their voice and leadership impacted the recruiting process this year?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that, you know, when these guys, 17, 18-year-old kids that are committed to Penn State and were committed to Penn State before the sanctions and now after the sanctions, you know, they could call up any of the coaches they wanted and ask questions about how the sanctions will affect things, what it means for scholarships and what it means for how early they can get on the field. They can call up the coaches and ask what they want. But they also could chit-chat amongst each other, and Adam Brenneman and Christian Hackenberg were really the two guys that a lot of these other commits really went to ask questions, to talk about, you know, college life. And that's the nice thing with Brenneman now is that he can be consulted with as an early enrollee. He can kind of give these guys a little bit of a heads up on what to expect. So I think the thing with those two is they're very outgoing. They're very welcoming. And the story I really think back to, Brian, is when they had an official visit weekend, the first or second weekend of January, and Jordan Smith, the early enrollee defensive back from Washington, D.C., told me that they all sat around in the circle, just the commits that were then the players that were there, and they talked about what brought them to Penn State. And he said Brenneman and Hackenberg really took charge there and kind of gave everyone their reason why, and it really helped in getting commitments that weekend. If you remember, Zaid Issa committed from Central Dauphin that weekend. Jonathan Walton, who's no longer committed to Penn State, he had committed that weekend. Anthony Smith, the post-grad defensive back, committed that weekend. So, I mean, that was a big weekend, and it was really those two, as well as the guys who were there with them, that really helped forge that bond with the guys that weren't committed and just get the word out there to recruits and 17- and 18-year-old kids in a positive light that maybe the coaches just couldn't get across.
Greg Pickle, Fight On State today, of course, National Letter of Intent Day, National Signing Day. What impact, if any, did Bill O'Brien's flirtation with the NFL have on this class?
I don't think it had any impact. And I think the biggest reason for that is that these guys were aware of what was going on. Of course, because of the rules of the NCAA and the timing of when O'Brien, it was sort of during a dead period, during a quiet period. And we don't know all the details and the facts surrounding what these guys knew, but it seems like they had a pretty good trust in Bill O'Brien that he wasn't going to be going anywhere, and neither was anybody on his staff. So in the whole grand scheme of things, just talking to these guys the last couple of weeks since that all went down and occurred, I don't think it infected anybody. I think just going back to a previous point, that these guys being so close and being so, you know, willing to talk to each other and bounce ideas off each other and really just share what they know and kind of build that upon, to build a level of comfortness with the situation with O'Brien, looking at NFL teams, flirting with NFL teams, however you want to put it. I think that just the cohesiveness of this class just didn't really let any sort of negative thoughts about that or any sort of overarching concern come about. So I think in the grand scheme of things, Brian, that at the end of the day, none of these guys were really overly concerned about that.
A couple of things here, Greg, because it is now a limited number of 15 players. any of the players that you have heard that have verbally committed to be run-ons or walk-ons at Penn State jump out at you?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a couple. Right now over at Fight on State, we have 20 guys that we believe will eventually end up here to run on. It's tough to say they most certainly will, because these guys, unlike the scholarship players, aren't bound by anything until they enroll in classes. So if another offer would come along, they would be able to go after that without any sort of hamperance or penalties like a scholarship kid might. But just a couple guys there I really think are going to stand out. Chris Gullah, a kicker and punter from Toms River, New Jersey. This kid has very good film. He's a very strong kid. He can only get stronger once he gets up here. And while it's nothing against Sam Fickener out of Alex Butterworth, you know, I think Bill O'Brien wants some competition in that kicking and punting area, and Gullah's under the impression that he will be able to come in and compete for not just the kicking and punting jobs, but also the kickoff duties as well. So I think he's really a guy worth watching. Another one is Carter Henderson, a Franklin Regional High linebacker from Murrysville, Pennsylvania. He has very good film. He's a pretty big kid. He's thick, and he reads plays really well, and he tackles well. His front-end speed is very good, and I think he's a kid that you could see make an impact as well. Just one more quarterback, obviously, with Hackenberg coming in. It may never come to fruition, but Penn State really got a steal as a walk-on, and Park Tudor, quarterback Jake Seymour. He's an Indianapolis kid that had MAC offers, but he ended up at Penn State because he wanted to play for Bill O'Brien and learn from Bill O'Brien. And like I said, there's a lot of quarterbacks in Happy Valley right now, but this kid certainly has the tools that not many preferred walk-on guys do. So I think he's someone to keep an eye on as well.
Two things following up on that. One, you can never have enough quarterbacks. And number two, Alex Butterworth last year did not have the big leg that could get the ball downfield, and that could be what a guy that like that could bring to the table. Butterworth did develop more trying to pin the opponent down deep, but I think good competition at the punter position certainly would be a positive for Penn State, and
certainly.
Sam Ficken developed as well. I think you made good points there. Now fans will be looking at the national rankings here, Greg, and Penn State's going to rank lower because of the number of scholarships they have, correct? Even though they might have as many 5 stars or 4 stars as programs in the top 15, but because of the limited number, the ranking won't look good compared to other Big Ten schools.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a tough thing because a lot of fans like looking at the rankings and see where their team stacks up. Of course, Penn State fans are no stranger to that because they've had some really highly ranked classes in the past. But this team, you look at our top five right now, the lowest amount of commits in the top five class is 23, and that's at Notre Dame, and they're probably going to gain a few more tomorrow. So right now with Penn State only have 17 guys coming in, it makes it tough for them to get up into those rankings just because of the fact that they're so severely outnumbered. You know, Texas only has 15 guys committed right now. They're sitting at number 23 in our Fox Sports Next rankings. But they also have mostly 4- and 5-star guys where Penn State doesn't. And that's not the knock on the guys that Penn State's brought in. It's just the way the ranking system works. So this is a year, and these sanction years are going to be times where it's tough to look at the star rankings and say, well, Penn State struggled recruiting this year because they're not in the top 25, because it's really going to come down to, is their recruiting year successful based off of where they fill their needs and if they fill their needs, and then furthermore, how those guys develop in the first couple of years on campus.
Greg, do you think this first recruiting class under the sanctions, where you're limited to 15, with the exception of the early enrollees, has more of an importance than the years to follow?
You know, I think it does in a sense, just because this is Bill O'Brien's first class. It's his first opportunity to get the guys that he sees as best for his system in the program. It's also an opportunity for them to really get some defensive back depth in the cupboard. You know, looking at the depth chart last year, I'm sure, you know, you're well aware of the fact that the secondary is very thin. It's going to remain very thin for a little while. So getting guys like Nico Robinson, the quarterback from Florida, Casey Gaines, a Georgia defensive back, Jordan Smith and Anthony Smith, the former Washington, D.C. defensive back, the latter, as I mentioned previously, postgraduate. This class is important because it sets depth and it sets a foundation for what they're going to need in future classes. And I think how these guys perform will give them the opportunity to maybe go a different direction in future classes at certain positions based on how quickly these guys can get on the field. So, yeah, I'd say it's very important.
And how critical is it then, because of the lack of numbers here, that these players avoid becoming and being labeled as a bust down the road?
You know, it's crucial because usually, you know, I think it's fair to say that most schools on a good year probably hit 60% of their recruits. And that's in a good year, 50 to 60%. Maybe some years you hit 70, but I think 60 is probably a pretty fair number.
And that's 15.
To give to each team. So with 15 now coming in, you have to be very succinct on what you want to do with these guys and what kind of players they are, because you can't run the risk anymore of a guy being not maybe the best character guy and leaving the program for discipline reasons. You can't run the risk of a guy maybe being undersized, but he's worth coming in. That's a great thing with the run-on program. You know, some of these guys that are coming as run-ons, they could be scholarship guys with a couple more inches, but now they're coming in as guys that have time to develop, time to get bigger, stronger, faster, and you're not using a scholarship on them. So I think that's maybe the biggest thing, Brian, just the fact that you're absolutely right. You really can't miss that much with only 15 scholarships, because it's going to hurt you in the long run.
Greg Pickle, Fight on State. Before I let you go, Greg, just your quick analysis of how this Penn State recruiting class stacks up against the rest of the conference.
Well, the rest of the conference, again, it's tough to judge, because with the 15 scholarships, they had a lot of guys when the sanctions came out that they were in line to get, that they're not ultimately not going to get. You think of Tyler Boyd from Clarendon. He's now likely going to Pitt. It's still up in the air. We'll know Wednesday. But it's still up in the air with him whether he's going to go to Pitt, Tennessee. He was high on Penn State before the sanctions. Dorian Johnson, offensive lineman from Bel Vernon, Pennsylvania, was committed. He committed after the sanctions and went to Pitt. So if you look back through it, it's tough to say where this class could have been. This could have been a top 15 class, all things considered. But as compared to the rest of the Big Ten, I mean, it was a very good year. Michigan's our top-ranked school right now. Ohio State's number 2. Nebraska's number 10. So this class is obviously behind that. But in terms of the guys they're bringing in, I think it can stack up fairly well going down the line here maybe 4 years from now when you look back. I think they may have an equal number of players pan out with those big-name programs that are highly ranked this year.
And if you hit on a big-name quarterback, that quarterback can probably make up for some deficiencies in other areas as well.
The great thing with Christian Hackenberg is that he not only bolsters your ranking, obviously, but he can make those two-star receivers all of a sudden now with a good quarterback play like four-star receivers. So all of a sudden you have guys that maybe weren't as highly rated, maybe they were underused in their high school offense, maybe their quarterback wasn't the best. Now these guys have really a chance to stand out because they have a quarterback now that is top of the line. So I think Christian Hackenberg's development is huge for this class, without question.
Greg, great insight. Thanks for your time, Greg Pickle, Fight on State. Thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you, Brian. Have a good one.